Well, folks, these are some of the great love stories of our times, but here is starting in St. Andrew's Church next week, we are going to be telling the greatest love story ever told. Next week, we begin our journey through this story. The story of God's love for us. In the very beginning, God made everything, and we've seen all about it and heard all about it in our puppet drama today and in our Bible reading. In the beginning, God made everything. And that's the start of the story. We'll be talking about it more next week. And from then on, unfolds the greatest story ever told. All the way from the beginning to the end, it is a story of how much God loves us. Remember the folks who stood up at the beginning? God made you and God loved you. Oh yeah, I remember, we all stood up. God made all of us and God loves us. And the story, the Bible's great story, is the story of God's love for us. Love for you and me, the greatest love story ever told, a wonderful story from start to finish. So for everyone, here are the instructions. If you have not already collected your copy of the story, please go through to the hall after service today and pick up your copy. If you have not ordered the copy yet, there are spare ones and you can go and get one today. So for our very youngest children, for our infants, some of you have got your books, and I think actually these are probably the best of all. They've got wonderful pictures all the way through. Infant boys and girls, bring your story next week. For the primary age children, bring your copy of the story next week. Every week we want you to come to church bringing your story with you so that we can all read together. And some of the older children, some of our teens, and some of those who are older but wanted to think of themselves as younger, the teens' copy, you can bring yours as well. And then, grown-ups, this story. This is yours. Does who all remember the day when you used to take your Bible to church on a Sunday? It was the fun thing. Well, as of next week, let's go to church with the story. Bring the story with us so we can all read together. So every Sunday, we'll be reading in our service from the story. And then our boys and girls will go through to the hall. We'll continue in the church. They will do their version of the story in the halls. And then every week, there will be a special page will come home for mums and dads and children so that families can look at the story together and ask themselves questions and do activities, all for families. In our home groups, members of home groups, you can be sharing deeper together on the meaning of the story. It's all going to happen this year. Chapter by chapter, we'll work our way from the beginning all the way through to the end of the greatest love story ever told. By the way, if you haven't got a copy and you're not getting one, that's okay. Every week in the bulletin, we will publish the readings that you can do in your own Bibles if you haven't got your own copy, so that you can read along at the same time. Because though we'll be doing things on a Sunday, you will be on your own, just in your own private time, reading the rest of each chapter each week. It's so exciting to be starting out on the story. The greatest love story ever told. Next Sunday, we begin the story. Make sure you're here. Maybe someone near you hasn't been to church for a little while. Well, this is a great chance for them to start coming again at the beginning of next week for this story.